producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hello, Ralph. Hello, Ken. Hello, Rich. Hello, Jennifer. Hello, Maureen. Hello, Meredith. Hello, Janet. Hello. Hello! And welcome.
Buddy.
Right, so now we got that out of the way.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. All right, so Donald Trump has released his thoughts on gun policy, and I just said facetiously to Jennifer before we came on the air, his policy is to shoot first and ask questions later.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
you know,
his shooting from the hip.
Very funny.
Gets in the way of some of his credibility.
Like that.
Yeah, he is.
But, you know, what I love about, there's many things I like about Donald Trump, and probably one of my most favorite things is that when you go to his website, when you go to donaldjtrump.com, yes, the positions tab was empty for quite some time, but it's starting to populate a little bit, Dougie.
It's got two positions.
Two positions.
Well, but
okay.
They're easy to read.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be good. He'll figure it out. But what I want to know, put all that stuff aside. Oftentimes, Richie and I tease you a little bit, and you bring upon some of the teasing yourself with regard to the men that you like. Like whenever I mentioned Kiefer Sutherland or George Clooney or something like that. Would you go for Donald Trump? How does Donald Trump appeal to women? Is he somebody that women find attractive in the you-know-who-who sense?
No, I would probably never. I'd probably murder him if I had to marry him. And that's the truth. Because he's... I don't know what he's like in private. And maybe he's really nice.
Yeah.
But no, I would not want to marry him. If I were going to marry a presidential candidate, let me think about this for a second.
Yeah.
You would definitely have to be on the Republican side.
Yeah, okay.
Just because it would, you know.
Why argue?
Rick Perry, very attracted to old Rick. Love Rick Perry.
Really?
You know, Mike Huckabee, just meeting Mike, he was a really nice, he's a genuine man.
He is. He's a good guy.
You know,
I don't like his position.
He's actually not that big. I mean, he's not huge in person. Right. And actually, not as tall as I thought.
Right. Oh, really? How tall is he?
No, well, he's probably my height.
He's old enough to be your father, for God's sake.
Well, I know, but so is Donald Trump, and you were asking him playing the what-if game. Give me a break. Marco Rubio, I'd be, like, looking into his, like, I mean, I'd be looking down on him the whole time. He's probably the closest.
For all kinds of reasons.
Anyway, the reason Trump appeals to me is because he is straight-talking. He's not beholden to anybody. And you know what? I don't care if he makes fun of people's looks because you want to know what? Here's the dirty little secret. So do I. In
really?
My car,
you
to my family.
You nasty little thing, you tart.
Oh, give me a break.
You tart.
You make fun of people all
everybody
the time, Dougie.
Not me.
Everybody
I don't make fun
it.
Of people. Who do I make
oh,
fun of?
Oh, give me a break.
Even
you just called Mike Huckabee fat.
Look at that guy's shirt.
You hypocrite. Don't even
everybody
give me that crap. God. I never talk about anybody ever. Come on.
All right, Governor Jerry Brown.
So wait a minute, hold on a minute.
What are we holding on to?
Jennifer brought up the Second Amendment positions of Trump. Let's hear it.
Wow. Okay, so here's the one. I won't give you the
I
whole
told
thing.
You, shoot first, ask questions later. That's
No. This is what I love about Trump. When he writes this stuff down, it's like, yes. He says, fix our broken mental health system.
That's
because
good.
He said the people that are suffering are the honest Americans who buy guns, and then we get blamed for all these nut jobs and wackos that are getting guns and going out and shooting people. And so he said, fix it, make it a part of the national registry. And I know people always go, well, he's on depression medication. Wow. Do we really want that to be in the in the national gun registry? You know what? Yes, we do. We want all of We want mental history to be in that registry. And I yay Donald Trump.
Yay!
There's one thing
I don't even. And then he says, don't let our military forces not be able to hold their guns on military bases. Let them have their guns back.
No, there's only common sense involved in that. I don't even understand.
Exactly.
Those guys are carrying M16s all the time.
Right. All right. Well, they do at CTU.
I just tweeted it, by the way. So if you guys don't want to check out Donald J. Trump, you can follow his policies on Twitter at Jennifer Horn.
Governor Jerry Brown of California has vetoed a bill requiring drone users to get permission to fly less than 350 feet over private property. The bill, while well-intentioned, he said, could expose the occasional hobbyist and the FAA-approved commercial user alike to burdensome litigation and new causes of action. The tech groups opposed this bill, which would make it more difficult to use a drone in California. If there's a place that it would be used and overused in California, I mean, in the country, yes. I can just imagine it being used for movie purposes.
Sure.
People want to see what Jennifer looks like in the swimming pool in her backyard.
You could just go to the fence. It's not very private. And I don't have a swimming pool, but no. Okay.
All right, so anyway, is this the right thing to do? Is this something that ought to be done? It was last Friday when we were talking about the legislation, Richie? Thursday or Friday, one day last week.
Stupid and annoying.
I like it that he's taking a long look and saying, you know what, this could get a little crazy if we pass this.
Yeah. It's not often that he does stuff that makes any sense, but this is one of the things that does seem to make.
I mean, none of us want drones flying over our house, so we want to feel like we're protected. But at the same time, if it's going to be throwing a 14-year-old kid in jail because he lost control of the drone by 100 feet, you got to look at it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the rumors circulating the state of California, and I've heard it before, but it's starting to get stronger again?
Mm-hmm.
That he's going to jump into the presidential race.
Oh, stop.
He's 422 years old. It can't happen.
He's always one crazy. Yeah, let him jump. Okay, Leon Gagneau. People know who Leon Gagneau.
Hey.
Nope.
Yeah. This is a stock car driver who is taking a ceremonial victory lap around the racetrack in Vermont this past weekend, the Devil's Bowl Speedway.
Yeah.
63-year-old Leon Gagneau of New York had raced stock cars for 40 years all over Canada, all over our country. And this was his fifth victory of the season at various racetracks. He just won the Speedway's final asphalt NASCAR modified race of the season. Medical problem occurred. He accelerated into a wall, and he was killed, wearing a helmet and seatbelt when the accident occurred. It does not look like that it was caused by anything other than perhaps him having a heart attack. That's not what they're saying, but something medical happened to him. Lost control of the car. And, you know, in this circumstance, what other conclusion do you make? But I bring it around to your attention because this stuff, the NASCAR thing, is such a phenomenon. It amazes me how much interest there is in these races all around the country. Every weekend, there's a race and the hobbyists go.
It's the most popular sport for a long time.
Yeah, it really is very, very
people like competition, Doug. Yeah. You want to watch people compete for something and get excited about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and to a point, I mean, I used to go when I was a kid. When I first got my driver's license, there was a speedway, the Westboro Speedway, down on Route 9. And I used to go by myself on Saturday night when I could get the car and watch the demolition derbies. And for whatever the reason, it was the most watched cars, buses, trucks. They'd bring them on now as a big Lowe's on that site. But it was just stupid. It was sort of like watching wrestling when we were in college. That was in the days when wrestling was just stupid. It's the same kind of stuff. And I don't feel like
it's not
it was
stupid
the thing
anymore.
No, it isn't. It's hurtful. I think it's angry. I think it's horrible. I think it's atrocious, frankly, what goes on. But it's gone from being harmless. I mean, a lot of these people that are wrestlers really get hurt. A lot of these women and men who are doing this, they really get hurt. And back in the old days, I don't know that Coco Brazil and his, what they had, he and Lord Leighton would always be at it, and the way they would do it, it was just silly. Now it's more than silly. It just feels angry. Anyway, that's my read on it, and I'm entitled to my opinion, am I not? That's what this is all about.
Fire away.
Opine, 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, Good Day Show, email to Doug, Ken, Rich, Let's see, who else? Oh, Jennifer!
Duh.
Jennifer. Had Doug.
Somebody send me a Donald Trump 2016 sticker.
The Pope and Cuba. And the Pope and America this week up next year on Good Day 16.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription strength medicine available over the counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, 18 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I focusing on the Pope, who urged the Cubans over this past weekend, who filled Revolution Plaza to hear for as long as they could absorb it, his request, and this is really what makes him great, in my opinion. I'm very clear about how I feel about the Pope. I don't care about his religion. I care about him and how he speaks, his measured tone, his attitude, his leadership capabilities, his inspiration. That's what I care about with regard to this person. And we need more people like this in the world. He opened his visit to Cuba with a lot of Catholics, obviously. Hispanics are mainly, I think, Catholic. Richie, was your wife Catholic?
She was and is, and so are my kids.
Yeah. Okay.
My mother-in-law, even the dogs are Catholic in my house.
Really?
Why don't you convert, Richie?
I'm the only non-Catholic.
Yeah.
I'm Irish. It makes sense, but nah.
Well, you were Episcopalian, weren't you? Episcopalian?
Yeah, I still am.
So it's pretty close to Catholicism.
Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah, no. Anyway, the Cubans do not. One of the things the Pope went to Cuba for is because even though they're mostly Catholics there, they're only 10% that are going to church. And one of the big problems is that the church closed down a lot of their churches because there wasn't any money in Cuba. This is why I back myself away from the church, because of such a bunch of hypocrites. I mean, there's so much money in the Catholic Church. But that still doesn't get away from how this man presents himself. He asks the Cubans to care for one another without having any regard other than a sense of service. Not ideology, not the church, just take care of your fellow man. How can you argue with that? He said to listen. A lot of the Cubans complain about the rigidity of the Catholic Church. It's not forgiving. Well, it isn't. Its hierarchy isn't at all aimed at that. So maybe he's going to be able to change that. But that was kind of neat to see all the people and the pictures and stuff, and how people are inspired by this guy in a genuine way. 21 after the hour. Let's hope he brings some of that to America this week in his visit here.
Okay.
okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. Doesn't sound like the Who to me. Where did this come from?
It's the video today. I'm sorry.
Oh, you wanted to start with it? All right, let's do the video today first.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the YouTube channel What's the Mashup. They've taken 100 movie clips featuring a lot of different actors dancing and put them together in one video in such a way that it looks like they're all dancing to the Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson hit Uptown Funk. You like that tune, Jen Jen?
I do.
Yeah.
Uptown Funk.
Up, up, toop, up, the goop, boop, boop.
All right, news from the Who. Today at 25 past the hour on Good Day, we have the story at DougStephan.com. The Who postponing all remaining dates on their Who Hits 50 North American tour. It seems that Roger Daltrey has been diagnosed with viral meningitis, and he has to rest. That's a baddie, baddie, baddie.
Yeah.
So the PR people say they're rescheduling all the shows for next spring. We apologize to all of our fans who have supported us in the past 50 years. Once Roger is completely well, we'll come back stronger than ever. But viral meningitis is nothing that you mess with.
Yeah, you don't want to play with that.
Don't mess it. So I think they were involved at the iHeart Radio Music Festival, were they not? And that supposedly is where he got sick, one way or another. You're too close to Ryan, and who knows what can happen. All right. The inside, Ryan Seacrest is the most highly paid employee at iHeart Radio. He makes $34 million a year, I think, out of that gig. Right,
yeah.
He's got the American Top 40 thing that Casey used to do that he's doing. He's got his morning program in Los Angeles. He's the mouthpiece and the spokesperson and the host at all these iHeart Music Festivals. How many they do, what, four a year now, it seems? They're doing a lot of those. It's a pop music
thing. At least somewhere around there, because it's just crazy. It seems like every time you turn around,
there's one.
Hey, you know who was given Ryan Seacrest a run for his money with the most amount of jobs?
Mario Lopez.
Yeah, but not near as powerful.
No.
Michael Strahan.
Oh, yeah. He gets
Michael
a lot
Strahan
of jobs.
Is, I mean, he's on the Michael and Kelly show, or Kelly and Michael show in the morning. Then he's doing GMA before that show starts.
That's right. Monday and then the weekends
Friday.
Are football.
And then on the weekends he does football. And then last night he was doing the lead into the Emmys. The guy, I mean, Saturday maybe he is the one day he's not on TV.
Yeah. He does nothing for me.
He's good.
I'm talking about.
He's likable.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
Very likable.
Well, we don't all have to like the same people. I just don't find him. He does nothing bad. No.
Wait.
Yeah, you can say I'm a racist. Yeah. I like people with big gaps in their teeth. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's
who
true.
Is the
he
actress
like Letterman
that
either.
He used to do that. I never cared for Letterman. And the actress that has a big gap in her teeth.
Oh,
remember her?
Hutton.
Yeah, right, exactly. Good for you, Richie. Yeah.
Also, doesn't Sandra Bernhardt have one, too?
Sandra Bernhardt does, yeah.
And Mina Suvari.
All right, let's go to another video at DougStefan.com. This is a report from City News in Canada. Stories about a pilot for Air Canada who diverted an international flight to save the life of a dog. Listen to this. You got to see the video.
My dog is like child. It's everything.
This sweet little face is responsible for diverting an international Air Canada flight. Meet Simba, the 7-year-old Frenchie from Tel Aviv. Our cameras were rolling as he reunited with his fur father here at Pearson Airport after quite the airborne adventure. Simba was in a crate down here in the cargo area. This is how most pets are transported. But mid-flight, there appeared to be something wrong with the heating system, and this plane was about to fly over the Atlantic. The pilot feared that there could be a sudden drop in temperature, putting little Simba into a dangerous deep freeze.
How low could the temperature go in the cargo bay with the heating system malfunctioning?
Well, if you look at the outside temperature, if it's minus 50 or minus 60, there is some insulation, but even then, it'll probably still get down to below freezing.
That's a
even
dead dog.
Yeah, right, under that circumstance. You know, take care of it. Oof.
So they diverted and landed just to make sure that the puppy was okay.
You know, you're all told by the, oh, yeah, our cabins are heated on there, baloney. Fitz, 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Author Ransom Riggs' latest novel, Library of Souls, is the third book in the New York Times best-selling Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children series. We spoke with him about his new book and the wildly successful young adult novels.
Well, the series wasn't even a series to begin with. It was just a collection of photographs that I had I started to collect when I found a box of wonderful treasures in the two-dimensional black and white variety at the Pasadena Swap Meet. I went from there, and my collection grew. They cost 50 cents or a dollar each, and I started to meet other collectors. And as my collection grew, so did this idea that there might be a story there in these images, these sort of orphaned images. I knew nothing about the people in them or the story, so I had to kind of invent them myself. I brought them to my editor. I had written one book for a small publisher in Philadelphia called Quirk Books. And I brought these photos to my editor, and I said, I think there's something here, a story. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I really wanted to write a novel, which is something I had longed to do for a long time. And God bless him, he suggested that I do just that. So with that little bit of permission, I took the photos and ran. I used them as inspiration for characters and settings in the first book, and then as the series grew and morphed and expanded, it became really difficult to use them as a primary source because the story already had its own narrative momentum. So I would look for photos to weave into the story that I was creating.
That's Ransom Riggs, the New York Times best-selling author of Library of Souls, the third novel of Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Nobody will affect you the way that people on this radio program affect you. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, we all have something to say, even when there's nothing to be said about them apples.
I'm just excited we get to say Houthi.
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 Okay, so here's the story. Scott Darden, Sam Farren, you don't know them, they're two Americans who've been held hostage for the past 6 months by the Houthi rebels in Yemen. There were three Saudis, two Americans, and one British man who have woken up to freedom after being released with the assistance of Oman by the rebels in Yemen. The idea, there's a third American who's believed to be held there who was not released, and nobody knows why. What the story is, why they let two out and they kept the other one. Doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, but you know what? A lot of things in this crazy world make no sense. Here's another one of them. The Coca-Cola Company. Things go better with Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola Company has been notified by the IRS it owes $3.3 billion in taxes.
So is the newest can going to say share a Coke with the tax thief?
Wow.
How Uncle do Sam. You run a company like this? Their stock will go into the tank today.
They have to be looked at all the time, too.
Well, why, how does it get this, it. Yeah, no, but how does it get this bad?
This has to be it.
Political?
It has to be that Coke has some kind of offshore entity that the United States thinks should be paying taxes, and Coca-Cola thinks that they should not be paying taxes.
Uh-huh.
So it's probably a disagreement there. Because I'm pretty sure that your books aren't going, oh, look, we made a little mistake in the math here on the bottom line, and we're $3 billion away.
Yeah.
It's got to be that.
Things go bad with Coca-Cola. Things go bad with Coke.
The government can knock them off of the stock market just by having this headline.
Right. Yeah. And should the government have that much power over a company, whether you like their product or you don't, a lot of American jobs, important taxpayers in and of themselves. So what does this say about the system? I mean, just the whole system, we're pitting ourselves against ourselves. We go after, we are attacking from within. That's the whole mess. Remember I've said this any number of times, the way that we unify when somebody comes at us from outside, but yet internally we're at each other, and there's so many different ways in which we are at each other. It just seems so sad, unhealthy.
In a way, this could be scary. If it is, in fact, the government going, you know what, you shouldn't be able to have your corporation over there, you owe us taxes.
Yeah.
I was talking to the host of a syndicated financial show the other day, who is being investigated, a five-year-long investigation by the SEC, and they have nothing. But they keep coming with more and more. And this person keeps having to spend money on lawyers and lawyers. And basically, all of the radio shows that are financial, where they say, you know, these are investments or whatever, they're being attacked by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And so much so that, Dallas Mavericks owner,
Mark Cuban,
has pretty much taken up for all of them and is fighting back the government because of just the bullying that they're doing, the corporations and companies.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of them are small companies, you know.
They can't fight back. They give up.
They can't fight back.
Here's the government
this
again.
I'm talking to says, I refuse to give up. I refuse to let them close.
But you know what, Richie? This is what's happening on the farms in our country as well. This is why I take this tack that I do with this program and my American Family Farmer program. People say, well, you're so anti-government. I am, because I've seen as a farmer how they can destroy you. They want
to be pro-government.
No,
like,
right.
It makes it harder.
In the world, if the government keeps sending these little rats out that are 25, 26 years old, just graduated from the public health school at Harvard, don't know diddly, I was going to use another word, but diddly is fine, it begins with a D. They don't know anything about agriculture or anything about farming. They have these books that they've read, and they know what the rules are.
And the woman that's getting attacked on this financial show says that the lawyers that come after her that work for the government were previously lawyers who couldn't make it out in the corporate world and ended up in government jobs.
Right. Yep. Yep. It's just wrong, and it's time we realized it. We are putting the farmers out of business. We're putting small business people. I have this show that we do here every week. The folks from My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America, we've been trying to, for years, encourage people to do what Americans have done best. Take an idea. Start a fresh approach to a problem. Get a business going in your garage or your basement, and then carry it through so you become successful. But at every step of the way, and your generation, Jennifer, see, the problem is that I say this to my children, they have grown up, you have grown up, becoming used to all this government interference, this government intervention, this government screwing everything up.
Well, not only that.
And so you think it's part of life. Oh, well, the government says we have to do this, government says, screw the government.
And here's what makes me scared is that your generation, you're right, felt that way. We are kind of in, my generation feels like we grew up with it, so we kind of accept it. And we also, we were not ever taught civics. Here's what's happened, and I really hate to put on my tinfoil hat here, but I'm going to. Are you ready? Hold on. Put that on. Okay, I feel better. The younger generation, the millennials, are now addicted to the government, and they don't know how to change anything. So they're not taught civics anymore. Mm-hmm. They only think that their only duty is to go vote, if that.
Yep.
And they think that the government is going to take care of them now.
Correct.
And so you've seen it over the last two generations of people that now the millennials think the government needs to give them cell phones and the government needs to give them a house. And if they go to school for 4 years, they get to come out of school and they should get a job that pays them $100,000 a year. And it's like,
doesn't work.
Right. It's yeah. been a reality check. Although I will take you to task on one little thing.
Really?
And that is that my dad and I have talked about this. I think that your generation, my dad's generation, your generation.
You created it.
Well, no, I think you guys actually trusted the government unquestionably because.
I didn't.
Well, my dad, I think about the people. Think about the Kennedy stuff. Most people never questioned the government about Kennedy. I mean, there was always the thought
the
that
maybe something
went on.
The government was A-OK when we had the moon launch. And up to that point in time, the government
look
was...
Look how dirty the Kennedys was.
But
look
as soon as LBJ... Kennedy's father was crooked, and I suppose they all knew what was going on. But when I lost faith in the government was when Lyndon Johnson was president. He was a cur. He was a horrible creature. And he did a lot to discredit the office, himself certainly, and how I feel about the government. So from the time of Lyndon Johnson on,
took away the Kennedys.
For me, do I think he what?
He's the one that took out the Kennedys.
I think that there was involvement that he knew of, and he didn't do anything about it. I think it served him to have John Kennedy gone. And so I'll leave it at that. All right. Meanwhile, speaking of politics and presidents and stuff, the president of China is coming to visit. Not only do we have the Pope, but we got the president of China. And so one wonders, and this is not, I'm certainly not the first person to say this on the radio, but I'm wondering out loud what a lot of other people are echoing, whether they say it publicly or not. What in the name of God are we doing, bringing this guy over here, treating him to a state dinner when they're screwing us every which way but loose? I mean, the hacks, the way they've...
Keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer.
You think that's... So you think this is okay? I mean, well, I don't mind the dinner, I suppose, but...
Hey, listen, we're married to the Chinese.
Yeah.
You know, like it or not, we're married
to them. What are our children going to look like?
So, well, look at mine, you know. we're all going to be one race.
Yeah.
We're all going to be one race.
Well, so then
years.
We should have universal government. We should have one world government. If we're all going to be one race, let's just have
as
one world government.
I just like that. I wouldn't do
okay,
that.
Okay, so here's why you don't want that to happen. The UN has been criticized unbelievably, but appropriately, for yet another gaffe. The investigation, the results of which were published this weekend, shows that weak leadership, shoddy supplies, and infighting at the UN, especially at the World Health Organization, the WHO, was what created the mess that we called Ebola. As it started in Sierra Leone, they tried to get over there and get involved. Well, of course, in Sierra Leone and many of these other countries, they don't have any leadership anyway. They don't have any infrastructure. They have nothing. So the UN goes charging over there, and they're going to fix this, and we're going to do that, and they screwed it up to a fairly well. And that's why, according to this report, so many people died so early on, because the UN kept getting in the way of others who were capable of fixing or at least addressing the problem, and they didn't because the UN muscled them out of the way because they wanted all the credit. So how many more people are dead because of them and their boondoggling buffoonery? It's the same, by the way, as with the Red Cross. You'll see and you'll hear a lot of discussion this week about the investigation of the Red Cross because they've done a lot of things that not necessarily are illegal. I don't think that's the charge, but they are unethical and immoral. And I've said that for years about the Red Cross. They are both unethical and immoral. If somebody asks you to give them money to do something specifically, and then they don't use your money to do what you have suggested or asked or volunteered it to be used for, that's immoral. That's unethical. That's not acceptable. And it's time they get caught with their pants down, which is what's happened. And you will see and hear a lot this week. Oh, my God, what's going on with the Red Cross? The Red Cross is getting its comeuppance for what it has done for decades. Decades. And so it's just, you ought to know before you give your money to the Red Cross what it is that they're doing or aren't doing with it. And I think that's why they are one of the big scams. You won't see them in Scamicide. I don't think you will. Steve Wiseman's website, Scamicide.com. I don't know you'll see the Red Cross in there, but they are, in my opinion, the biggest of all of the nonprofit scams. And there are some big ones. This is the biggest. Don't give your money. I wouldn't give them a nickel. But yet... All right, now I'm off of my toots, so I'm...
It's okay.
Yeah. All right.
Breathing.
44, yes, I know. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take... That's what Meredith is saying right now into the radio. Take
breathing.
A deep breath.
Breathe.
44 past the hour on Good Day.
Take a look at what would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all worry about identity theft, and every day millions of Americans' stolen identities are used to commit financial crimes. Hacking of government databases causes millions to lose their good credit ratings and very often their life savings. These threats all involve Social Security numbers, the most commonly used ID in America. But Social Security was never intended to be an ID card used to track all of our financial activities. We need to look through the lens of liberty and put programs like Social Security back to their original intent, a supplemental retirement insurance, and nothing more. These could never hack these giant databases if our government didn't create them.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free. Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right, so it's Burger King in the spotlight now on the Doug Good Day program. By the way, it's 48 past the hour. Jennifer and Richie and I with a focus on Peace Day. Burger King teaming up Peace Day.
Oh!
Peace Day.
D-Day.
Peace Day. Burger King is teaming up with Denny's and Wayback Burgers and Crystal Burgers and Giraffes to give away 1,500 Peace Day burgers at a pop-up restaurant in Atlanta. Campaign tied to the Day of Peace. This is the International Day of Peace.
This is the thing they wanted to do with McDonald's, but McDonald's said no.
No,
yeah, they wouldn't
exactly.
do it.
Yep.
They're
right.
brilliant.
Yep, right. Yep.
Brilliant,
yep.
brilliant.
Yep. But they didn't. There are no McWhoppers to be found in this
right.
deal.
They wanted to do a McWhopper, and McDonald's said no. And they said, yep. "What? You don't want world peace?
Wouldn't that have been great? What a great thing for both of them."
What do you got against world peace, you chump?
Yeah.
Right?
It's the smaller guy trying to use the bigger guy to get more promotion. Yep. And the bigger guy saw the rat and said no. And then the smaller guy said, no matter what happens, I win.
Yep.
If they do it, I win. Right. If they don't do it, I win.
Yep. They win. That's for sure.
It was beautiful.
Yep. There are various states around the country that are moving to ban e-cigarette sales to minors. I was talking, I think, last week when Massachusetts officially made it the law of the state, but now a bunch of other states are looking at this because apparently minors technically could buy an e-cigarette unless the city or the town set up regulations otherwise, because they leave this stuff. State law says you're not supposed to be able to buy cigarettes, I think, until you're 21. But you could buy these e-cigarettes no matter what.
Because there's less smoke that comes out of those things, my mom talked about, as a former high school teacher, she just retired this last year, kids would go to school with those things, smoke in class, in between the halls, no one would know, and they'd be smoking pot at school as well because you can't smell it. No one would detect it.
Great. There you go. It's 51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Segment here where we talk all things that are electronic in your life with our friend Greg Steffen from Men's Health Magazine. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Well, it's Monday and I'm excited.
It's Monday, you're excited. Samsung is excited too. They got some stuff going on for us. What's Samsung up to today?
Well, as most people realize now, part of what Apple unveiled the other day was what they call the iPhone upgrade program, where instead of getting your next iPhone from your carrier, you could get it directly from Apple. You'd pay a monthly fee starting at $32 a month.
Right.
It would include Apple Care, so you could get your phone repaired twice a year if it was broken. And every year when a new iPhone comes out, you'll just walk in a store and get a new one and trade in your old one. So it's locking locking in a guarantee that you'll always have the latest and greatest iPhone. It'll be protected if you break the screen or break it in some other way. And frankly, in many ways, this is a great thing for consumers. And I think Samsung agrees because there's rumors that they're going to roll out a similar program where they can lock you into having the latest and greatest Samsung phone when you want it, simply by paying a monthly fee, not to your carrier, but directly to Samsung.
Now, the carriers are doing it. I see Sprint's doing it for an extra $15 a month, and I think I heard a plan where Verizon's going to do it as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you could get this deal from the carriers as well. In the case of Sprint, it is significantly cheaper if you act soon. This is a limited-time deal for them. So let's look at the prices. The Apple deal is $32. The Sprint deal today is $15, so half the price, or a little even better than that. When the Sprint time-limited deal ends, it'll be $22 a month. One of the things you're getting from Apple is that Apple Care or that insurance. I think that's worth investing in. But more importantly, if you buy the phone from the manufacturer, Apple or Samsung instead of the carrier, you will not be locked into keeping the phone on the carrier. You have to remember that one of the moves in the cell phone business today is to do away with contracts. If you have a phone that will work on multiple carriers and you do not have a contract, it means if you're unhappy with your carrier, you move and the coverage is not good there, or for whatever reason, you can just say bye-bye carrier and go to some other carrier. And I think for many people, that is an advantage that may be worth paying for.
Do you like, Greg, do you like the fact that you can now, I mean, it seems like the new plan is you pay, you know, $10 a month more as like a rental fee for the unit instead of having to wait a year and a half, 2 years for the new phone to come out and get that credit. Yeah. Do you like that program, Greg? Do you think it is an advantage to consumers, or do you think we're going to ultimately end up paying more?
Well, I think it depends on whether you like to have the latest, greatest phone or not. I mean, there's advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is, I mean, the math actually works out pretty well. If you break it down, you end up paying about $22 a month for the phone, maybe a little bit more than that, and then $79 a year is going towards Apple Care. So it's not a bad deal for consumers if you always like to have a new phone. Where it's a bad deal is if you hold your phones longer than a year, you don't care if you have the latest phone, and what you lose here is the ability to take the phone you already paid off, sell it.
Right.
I just sold a phone on eBay over the weekend for $345.
Yep, that's what I do.
Take that $345 and I'll apply it. But not everybody wants to mess with that. So, you know, it's a great deal for consumers because it gives them more choice. It won't be a great deal for everyone. And part of the reason we're talking about it is so people understand what the options are and understand the upside and the downside.
Just doing the math, okay, I paid $300 for my iPhone. I had the iPhone 6. I paid $300 for it. And I keep that
for
2 years.
Are you sure you paid $300 for it?
That's what came out
there
of my
no
pocket.
Hidden. That's well, but your bill continued to have charges for that. You didn't see it, but you were still. You probably paid $800 or $900 for that phone.
That's
correct.
But
you mean out of pocket, you paid $300.
Out of pocket, I paid $300. Which, if you break it down over a 2 year period, you got $12.50 a month. Okay, so now we're talking. I don't pay that $300, and I pay $30 a month. Or whatever the Apple thing is. So, does that, you know, I mean, what do you say, times 24? $720.
It comes up about $700. Yeah, but see, here's the flaw, I think, in what you're thinking. You're thinking you paid $300 out of pocket for the phone, but you didn't. You'll end up paying the price of the phone. Because when you own the phone,
so they get their money back.
Your cell phone bill will go down.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay. All right, there it is. So check out the math at menshealth.com, and there's Greg Stebbin. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.